Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. My name is Dwayne Staten, and I wanted to thank you for tuning in for another episode. This podcast is meant to help those toward the path of forgiveness, for the ones who have been hurt, heartbroken, forever changed by something that was said or done to them, which changed their mindset, the course of their relationships, their future, and even their life in general. With this podcast, I speak about the lessons I've learned from forgiveness, and I give it to you, the audience. And today, I want to speak about forgiveness and our emotions. I had to think about this one for a minute, because when it comes to holding back forgiveness from folks, I'm going to speak for me. It felt good to hold it back. It felt good to hold that forgiveness back from my mom, my biological mother, because I felt justified. I felt that the same hurt she gave to me, I'm going to give to her. I felt righteous. I had right on my side. But in all honesty, it wasn't. It wasn't right at all. And the thing is, I wanted to feel angry. I wanted to feel hurt. I wanted it. Because it lined up with what was happening. I felt neglected and abandoned when I didn't hear from her. And from that, I felt angry. And it fell right in line like dominoes. You push one. It falls and hits the other, and the other, and the other. And I was on a downward spiral. And the way I felt fueled my actions. Until Jesus pulled me out. When I was looking up forgiveness and emotions, I found this article, and I'm going to put that in the show notes. It's called Your Emotions Are a Gauge and Not a Guide. And when I tell you that punched me in the chest, it punched me in the chest. I want to read it to you. Your rest is coming. Sooner than you know, you will receive your imperishable, undefiled, and unfading inheritance. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And when it comes, you will understand why your faith was more precious than gold. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. This is where Peter wants your hope to fully rest. Now, as I'm reading this article, I'm going to try and put it in the terms of forgiveness for my sake, and hopefully it'll speak to you. But today is a time for war, not peace. It's time for faith, not sight. It's time for a grievous trials that test the genuineness of your faith. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. So it's a time to prepare for the action of battle, to keep sober. Your battle today will not be against flesh and blood, but against the deceitful forces of evil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And the deceitfulness of indwelling sin. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. And these two forces are going to try to use your emotions against you. So it might be helpful by way of preparation to remember the purpose of emotions so you can fight more effectively and know when to counter them. Your emotions can be manipulated. And they can be used against you to hurt you. Not help you. Your emotions can be used to hold back that forgiveness. And that's something that will hurt you more than help. God designed your emotions to be gauges, not guides. They're meant to report to you, not dictate you. The pattern of our emotions, not every caffeine-induced or sleep-deprived one, oh boy, will give you a reading on where our hope is, because they are wired into what we believe and value and how much. That's why emotions like delight, affection, fear, anger, joy, and more are so important in the Bible. They reveal what your heart loves, trusts, and fears. When the article mentions these emotions, delight, affection, fear, and anger, they give different verses. For example, delight is Psalm 37, verse 4. Affection is Romans verse chapter 12, verse 10. Fear, Luke chapter 12, verse 5. Anger, Psalm 37, verse 8. And joy, Psalm chapter 5, verse 1. I want to go into Psalms 37, 8. Psalms 37, 8. Because anger could definitely be either the root of forgiveness or the fruit of it. Unforgiveness, not bitterness. Forgive me. So in Psalm 37, 8, it reads this. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. The author of the psalm knew what that meant, and he knew that it would harm us. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, it also says this, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. When it comes to anger, it can fester, and it can turn into something wicked and disgusting. When we think of wounds, we want them to be addressed. Like, for example, if you get a cut on your arm, you wanted it to be bandaged up, get whatever it is to get the infection out. But if you leave it open and open to the elements, it gets infected and it affects the entire body. I will say the same thing with anger. If it is not addressed, it will seep into the rest of your body, into the rest of your being, and the rest of your life. Angry all the time, which gives way to bitterness. It'll affect you and the relationship you have, relationships you have with people. Which is why I say, please let that anger go. The article continues, but because our emotions are wired into our fallen natures as well as our regenerated natures, sin and Satan have access to them and will try to manipulate us to act faithlessly. That's why our emotional response to temptation can seem like imperatives. You must do XYZ rather than indicatives. Here's what you're being told. Just remember, that's deceit. You know what? I'm not even going to say that. I'll use me. When I think about all the times that I was hurt by my biological mom, I was like, I'm going to hold back that forgiveness. I'm going to make her hurt. I'm going to make her feel how I feel. It's like my emotions are giving me the direction of where I needed to go, when in reality, they were just gauges. Instead of saying, or me realizing, I'm hurt here. What do I need to do? It's like I said earlier, when I felt hurt, I wanted her to feel how I felt. It's as the old saying goes, hurt people hurt people. And since we are of Christ and not of the world, that's not what we do. The article continues, emotions aren't imperatives. They're not your boss. They're indicatives. They're reports. That's why Paul wrote, therefore, let not sin reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Romans chapter 6, verse 12. So get ready today. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He will make promises and/or threats against you. He will likely try and tap into your weak areas of unbelief, and you may find your emotions surging in the wrong direction. I was devoured by my anger and bitterness and hurt. And I was going in the wrong direction. I held back forgiveness, which in turn held me back from receiving God's forgiveness, which in turn held me back from receiving joy, freedom, and healing. I let how I felt affect my relationships with my wife and my parents. Whenever my biological mom's name was mentioned, I felt like, why do they have to mention this? We are having a good time. Why do you have to mention it? And it held me back from talking to them about it. I love my family. And I didn't want to hold that against them. My wife as well. As it says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, our main verses. If we forgive men of their trespasses, our Heavenly Father will forgive us. But if we do not forgive men of their trespasses, neither will our Father forgive us. I need God's forgiveness. I know we all do. I want to ask, how many of us are holding God's forgiveness away from us because of how we feel? The way how we feel how someone treated us. Let me rephrase that. We let how we feel affect our actions. And how many of us are not receiving God's forgiveness? How many of us are feeling trapped? I know I did. The article continues, when this happens, don't be overly impressed. Remember that your emotions are gauges, not guides. Let them tell you where the attack is being made so you can fight it with the right promises. And go to a trusted friend for prayer, perspective, and counsel if you need to. I'll even add this, go to therapy. Go to therapy. There's nothing wrong with, there's nothing weak about going to therapy. And that's something I tell people. I'm a huge fan of therapy. It even says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, for lack of guidance, a nation fails, but victory is won through many advisors. Where there is no guidance, the people fall, but in abundance of counselors, there is safety. That's another version. Going it alone, no guidance. We fall and we fail as people. And God doesn't want us to fail. The final paragraph says this. And remember this, that light momentary affliction is preparing for you an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Very soon it's going to be over. And God, your great reward will be all the inheritance you will ever want forever. Your emotions are valid. It's not wrong to feel how you feel. If someone hurts you, it's okay if you're angry. It happens. but just don't stay there. And do not let your anger drive you to do something which you know isn't right. Don't let your emotions surge you in the wrong direction. If you're sad, hurt, fearful, angry, it's a gauge that something is going on. Go to God. Talk to him how you feel. Go to therapy. There is nothing wrong with that. It also says in James chapter 5, verse 16, therefore, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to be honest with God. Matter of fact, it's better okay than okay. It's the best thing. I'll give you a little secret. God knows how you're feeling anyway, but it's better if you talk to him about it. He knows you're hurting. He knows you're angry. And he wants to help you. Go to him. Tell him that you're angry about what this person said to you. Tell him you're hurt for what this person did to you. Tell him that you're afraid to open up. That you're afraid of getting into a new relationship. Letting people in. He's there for you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So I encourage you, don't let your emotions be your guide, but let them be a gauge. Go write this down. What emotions or what am I feeling that keeps me away from forgiving this person? I want you to write it all down. And then I want you to go in prayer to God and ask him what he can do. Ask God what needs to be done. Ask God to help you with this. Get into his Bible, the Word, and see what Bible verses speak about these emotions. Google is a great resource. I always ask, what does the Bible say about fear? Boom. What does it say about anger? Boom. So that's what I want you to think about. I want you to try, actually, no, not think about it. I want you to write that down and do that. Go to God in prayer and write down what is holding you back. That maybe some of you think, I can't do this. It's too hard. It's too difficult. I want to say this, for what is impossible for man is possible for God. There is nothing that is impossible with God. And honestly, with the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, you can do this. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, there may be some who say, how do I give my life? How do I get Christ? How do I get to know him? How do I get a relationship with him? Here's how. In the Bible, it says in chapter 3 of the book of Romans, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all come short of God's perfect standard. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ died for our sins, as said in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins for everything we've done in the past, in the present, and in the future, so that we can have eternal life in a relationship with the Father. And the way that we have this relationship and get eternal life is this, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. All you have to do is pray this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sin deserves to be punished. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for me and rose from the grave. I want to turn from my sin and trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior. Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I can now have through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, you have just received Jesus in your life and you have received the Holy Spirit, the greatest thing you could ever have in your life. And I'm very happy. Not only do you have the strength and the power to forgive those who've hurt you, but you have even more eternal life in a relationship with God the Father. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him. He'll hear you and he'll answer. Now that you started your life in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to find a good Bible teaching church. Pray and ask God to help you in your search. Use Google, ask friends, family, social media. You'd be surprised at what you can find. I want to thank you for listening to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe, rate it on all platforms, and most importantly, share this with other people. You never know what they're going through. I want to let you know that the Power of Forgiveness has a group page on Facebook. Join the group and get in on the conversation. The link is in the show notes. I also have my social media pages, and you can follow me on both Facebook and Instagram. Those links are in the show notes. And finally, leave me a voicemail on Anchor. I would love to hear from you. That link is also in the show notes as well. I want you all to have an amazing week. And remember that forgiveness is not letting what that person or people said or did to you affect you, your spirit, your future, or where you're going in life. And that it's not an excuse for or enabling someone's behavior, but not letting what that person or people did hold you back or keep you from being or grabbing all that God wants you to be or has for you. Have a good one.